亲爱的天父，我们何等的喜乐，可以有这样的特权来到你的家。
Dear Father, we're so joyful and have the privilege to come into your house.
不是我们有什么好，乃是你自己的爱吸引我们。
Not that we've done anything good, but it's your love that attracted
us. 是的，外面的天气是寒冷。
It's true that it's very cold outside.
但是我们里面的心却是温暖。
So our hearts are warm.
因为你与我们同在，因为我们纪念你自己的应许。你说地上只有两三个人同心合意奉你的名聚集，你就在他们的中间。主啊，有什么比你的同在更好呢？你的爱叫我们的心得着激励。
Your love encourages our heart.
弟兄姊妹彼此相爱，吸引着我们的心，我们愿意来到你的家。今天是主的日子，你把我们招聚到你自己的脚前。
Today is your day, and you've called us before you.
我们要一同同心合意的开口扬声赞美我们的神。
Open our mouths and lift our voices to praise your name.
因为我们的神是大神，创造宇宙万有。
Because our God is a great God, and He is the creator of all universe.
你却卑微来眷顾我们这些渺小的人。
Yet you humbled yourself and cared for people as small as us.
你爱我们爱到一个地步，愿意为我们这些罪人舍己。
You love us to a point that you were willing to die for sinners like us.
你孤单地上了十字架，为着我们这些不配的人。
You walked upon the cross all alone for people who are unworthy like us.
今天我们这些蒙宝血拯救的儿女，我们理当聚集在主日的清晨，我们一起来述说你的荣耀。
Today, all of your children who are saved by your blood, we ought to gather on this Sunday morning to speak of your grace and of the wonderful work you have done.
主啊，你是奇妙的神。我们一生都应当归于你。
For you are a wonderful God, and our life belongs to you.
你救了我们，给了我们君尊祭祀的地位。
You saved us, and you've given us the position of a royal priest.
主啊，我们这些小祭司，在你这一位大祭司主耶稣的面前，我们要献我们每一个人的身体，当作灵祭。
All of us as priests, Lord, we offer to you our high priest, our bodies as a living sacrifice.
因为你告诉我们这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Because you told us that is holy and that is pleasing to God.
主日的早晨，我们来奉你的名聚集的时候，我们把你配得的祭物、礼物，我们献在你的脚前。
This Sunday morning, Lord, as we gather, we want to offer to you all the gifts and sacrifices for that is due you.
我们也奉献上我们的赞美当作祭物献给你。
And we offer to you our praise and our thanksgivings as a praise to you.
我们也纪念所有在难处中的肢体。
We want to remember all those members that are suffering right now.
我们纪念有些肢体生病，有的在医院里，我们为他们祷告。
We remember the ones who are ill or who are in the hospital.
我们也就是感谢你听我们的祈求，你保守我们的弟兄在医院中。
We thank you that you've heard our prayers and you've kept and protected our brother in the hospital.
他们的开刀都平安。
The surgery went well.
你也保守我们弟兄姊妹度过这些寒冷风暴的天气平安。
Thank you for safely keeping all of us through these windy, stormy weathers.
我们也纪念你自己在各地的工人、使女。
We want to remember your servants, your workers all around the world.
求你纪念Fion Austin 在印度的工作。
Pray that you would protect and keep Fion Austin's work in India.
我们也感谢你带领以平平安的回来，可以与他的父母同在。
Thank you for bringing Yi Ping safely home to spend time with her parents.
求你让他在家中能够尽孝道，能够陪伴他的父亲。
Pray, Lord, that she would be able to perform her daughterly duties at this time while she's back taking care of her father.
也求主保守她回去以后在巴西的工作。
Pray that you will also continue to bless her work in Brazil.
我们也为在柬埔寨的卢杰香姐妹祷告。
We also want to pray for the flew in Cambodia.
也纪念他在那里的工作。捆绑那里一切的邪灵。
Bind all the evil spirits in that place.
让你自己的教会在那里能够宣告你的得胜。
That your church can proclaim your victory in that place.
我们也纪念将要去那里的 Carol 姊妹。
We want to pray for Sister Carol who's on her way to Cambodia.
求预备她有个健康的身体。
Pray that you will prepare her, give her strength and physical health.
预备她一切所需用
的。And prepare all that she needs.
我们也纪念你自己在我们将要准备台湾的 mission 的工作。
We also pray for the Taiwan mission work that we are planning here.
我们也为这几天要有的各样特别聚会来祷告。我们马上就要有冬令会。我们求主祝福你自己的讲员，让他能够有天上的话语带着能力来喂养你的群羊。我们也为你自己的众弟兄姊妹们儿女们祷告。
We pray for your children, all of us brothers and sisters.
让我们有渴慕的灵。
Give us this hungry spirit.
我们在你面前就为这些事情一样一样摆在你自己的脚前。
We lift up all these things before you.
求你保守你自己的家。
Lord, that you will keep and protect your house.
今天没有能够来的众弟兄姊妹，我们也为他们祷告。
We pray for those who aren't able to make it today.
愿他们在各个家庭里都有平安。
May they all have peace wherever they are.
也祝福今天下面的讲台。
We pray that Lord, you will bless the time of the message today.
求主圣灵来膏抹你的仆人，能够把你的话讲得清楚。
May your Holy Spirit anoint your servant so that So that your word can be explained clearly.
我们也为每一个弟兄姊妹祷告，求你祝福我们今天凡来到你面前的。
We pray for each brother and sister who's here today. We pray that you will bless each one of us.
给我们有从上头来的属灵的智慧聪明。
Give us this wisdom from above.
让我们能够听得明白，也能够照着你的话去行。
So we can hear your words, understand them, and do accordingly.
主要因为每一次我们听你的话，我们常常得罪神。
Each time, even as we hear your words, we still offend God.
因为我们听了没有去做。
Because even as we hear, we don't do them.
主求你救我们脱离这样把房子建在沙土上的罪。
Lord, save us from the sin of building a house on sand.
因为你说只有聪明的人把你的道听下去，就照着去行，就是把房子建在磐石上。
Because you said a wise man who hears your words and does accordingly is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock.
主啊，让你的恩典没有浪费在我们的人每一个人身上。
Let not your grace be in vain in our lives.
让你的话能够真实在我们的身上发生果效。
May your words produce fruits in our lives.
能够结实三十六十一百倍来荣耀主。
It can bear fruit 30, 60, 100 times.
主啊，求你祝福我们今天这段短短的时间在你的面前。
May you bless the time that we have today before you.
听我们的祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐。哦，欢迎你们。因为我们不知道今天会有多少人来。
Not sure how many people will actually show up today.
所以我们以为大概就是这么一小群坐在这里就可以了。
So we decided to use this half of the room.
所以主给我们的常常是 surprise.
We're glad that the Lord has given us more surprise.
如果你太冷。
You're really, really cold.
那我这边有一个大衣可以借。
Borrow my coat.
如果你还是受不了。
If you're still cold.
你可以站起来出去跑一下。
Feel free to stand up and go run around.
所以我不要让你今天听完道已经变成free to death.
Free to death.
今天我想跟大家交通一个题目。
I want to share on this topic today.
这个题目我觉得是很及时的。
I feel that it's a very timely subject.
因为这个礼拜我们每一个人都在不同程度的经历了一下什么叫做灾难。
Because I think more or less all of us have experienced some hardship this week.
我们今天能够这样的聚会也很稀奇。没有电，没有暖气。我们在坐在这里，温度现在室内好像是40-50度的样子，是不是？
And this is a very unique meeting today. We have no power, no electricity, no heat.
我昨天我的妻子说，今天还能聚吗？
Yesterday, my wife asked me, should we still meet tomorrow?
我说，他说你一定要有主的话。你才能够跟弟兄姊妹说聚还是不聚。
She said you need to make sure that you have the word from the Lord before you tell the people here whether to meet or not tomorrow.
我在主面前就祷告。
So I prayed.
主给我一句很清楚的话。
And the Lord gave me something very clear.
希伯来书。
10:10. Chapter 10.
24-25.
Verses 24 and 25.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯的人，倒要彼此勉励劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as we have been done, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
所以主的话是很清楚告诉我。
So the word of the Lord is clear.
不可停止聚会。
Do not stop meeting together.
所以虽然我们天气电都有的问题，但是这不构成不聚会的理由。
Even though we have these obstacles with lack of power and all that, but it's not a reason to stop meeting together.
还有更大一个激励是我这些年。冬天常常是在中国传道。
Another encouragement I have is that I remember many of my winters were spent in China preaching there.
每次在那里都是冰天雪地，冷的零下，是零下的温度。
It's always very cold, a lot of snow, temperature below zero.
那些弟兄姊妹们照聚不误。
But the brothers and sisters there were always meet as usual.
所以我说，如果中国的弟兄姊妹可以聚，美国弟兄姊妹为什么不能聚？
So I would say, if the brothers and sisters in China can meet like that, why can't we do the same?
而且我们这个房子还算不错的，还可以坐在这里保暖，没有风吹进来。
And the building is pretty okay, pretty well insulated, so you don't have wind blowing into the doors.
有一年我在记得在浙江一个乡下，晚上过夜的时候可以从床上看到天上的星星。
One time when I was in Zhejiang, in the middle of the night, I can see through the roof and see the stars.
Yeah, 然后从缝缝里还可以看到雪花这样飘进来。
And those lights can enter into my room through the cracks in the roof.
所以这几天我们在这里睡觉，晚上没有电、没有暖气的时候，就让我想起那些美丽的晚上。
So when I sleep in the cold and the dark, I remember those nights spending.
我很感谢主，我们还有很好的屋顶。晚上虽然没有暖气呢，但是我不觉得那个头啊，枕头这边一碰就是冰的，这边一碰也是冰的。
I thank the Lord that we have a sound structure, and thank the Lord that I have a roof over my head, so I don't touch ice next to my.
怎么比我都觉得我们这里的条件实在是，非常的好。
So I can't really compare these conditions because our condition here is so much better.
所以我想主给我们一点小的挑战。
I think the Lord has given us a small challenge.
那今天我要讲什么呢？
And what I want to share today.
我想到一句话，马太福音24章。
It's from Matthew 24.
请我们打开马太24。
Matthew chapter 24.
这是主耶稣讲到他要来之前的一些劝勉兆头的话语。
These are the words of Jesus speaking concerning the signs before his second coming.
我过去也常讲这段圣经。
And this is a passage that preached on in the past.
但是今天我觉得这个话里面还有一些想要趁着这个机会叫做因地施教
But I want to speak on it again because it's very appropriate given our current condition circumstances.
因为这里有一句话，二十节。
Here in verse 20 it says,
他说你们应当祈求，叫你们逃走的时候不遇见冬天。
But pray that your flight will not be in a winter.
以前我读这句话不太懂。
In the past, I didn't quite understand.
为什么主耶稣对他的门徒说，你们要祷告，叫你们逃走的时候不要遇见冬天或安息日。
Why did the Lord instruct his disciples to pray that their flight would not be in the winter or on the Sabbath?
对犹太人来讲，安息日是不可以走路超过一里还是几里，他有很多的限制，基本上就安息日就是乖乖待在家里，不要走。
According to Jewish custom, on Sabbath, they couldn't do any work or they can't even walk very far.
所以安息日就是安息在家里或者聚会。
So Sabbath is a day that you stay at home or you go meet with others.
不要做任何的工。
No work is to be done.
不愿见冬天，冬天到底怎么回事？哦，现在明白了，根本动不了。
I understand now why he says the flight may not be in winter because it's hard to move in winter.
所以这几天我们很多人都动不了，连汽车都没办法开，因为没油。
Many people can't even drive in the last few days because they didn't have gas.
所以。这几天的经验让我觉得我应该交通一点主的话，关于大灾难的前奏。
My experience, this experience of the last few days, reminding me that I need to share more about the Lord's instruction about the signs before tribulation.
因为如果你把这个第二十节往下读
，If you continue on from verse 20,
我们一节中文一节英文好不好？我们轮流。把它读完。我们要读到这个20-22。
20 and 22。
中文先读一节，然后英文读下一节。来，你们应当祈求，叫你们逃走的时候不遇见冬天或是安息日。
For then there will be great tribulation, such as has now occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will.
凡有血气的，总没有一个得救，只是血民他日减少的。好，请英文读，这个25节。
25 English.Behold, I have told you.
好，这里讲到我预先告诉你们了。
The Lord says here, He told us in advance.
所以主对将来要发生的事情，他先告诉我们。
The concerning things in the future, the Lord has told us in advance.
为什么
？Why?
因为他不要让我们 surprise.
Because He didn't want us to surprise us.
要我们先有心里有数，好做准备。
He wants us to be prepared.
所以我想我今天教的这个话目的就在此。
And that's the purpose of me sharing this message today.
因为平常我们听到主再来主再来，我们好像左耳进去右耳出去。
Because we hear so often the Lord's second coming, it just goes in one ear out the other.
我们没有什么很特别深刻的感觉。
We don't have a very deep impression of it.
但是我想主就要提醒我们，这件事情不是开玩笑的。
But the Lord wants to warn us, and this is no joking matter.
主回来之前，地上要有大灾难。
Before He returns, there will be a tribulation.
那当然有的传道人就相信，基督徒是不经过大灾难的，灾难之前都会全教会被提。
Some preachers believe that no Christians will experience tribulation because.Every member of the church would be raptured before.
但是很不幸，我这个传道人相信是有一部分会被提在大灾难之前。
Unfortunately, this preacher, me, I believe that only a part of the Christian will be raptured before the tribulation.
但是圣经我也看见有一部分的基督徒会 leave behind, 他还要经过部分的大灾难。
But a portion of Christians will be left behind to experience some of the tribulation.
所以我们不是每一个基督徒都有把握100%大灾难之前全教会被提，没有100%的把握。
So not every Christian has this 100% assurance that they will be raptured before the tribulation.
所以 当然我们如果要去辩论这个题目，那我们会花很多的时间去辩论，这不是我讲到的目的。
If you want to debate on this topic, there's a lot to be talked about, and that's not my purpose.
但是我要强调的一个点是，灾难是必定有的。
But I do want to remind you and focus on the fact that the tribulation will occur.
主耶稣在约翰福音十六章三十三节这样说。
Jesus said in John chapter 16 verse 33.
他说在世上有苦难，在我里面有平安。
He says in the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world.
所以在这个地方 主很清楚地告诉我们，每一个基督徒在地上是一定会经历苦难。
So he says clearly in this world you have tribulation.
所以主没有答应我们基督徒不经过苦难，从来没有说过。
The Lord never promised that Christians won't go through tribulation.
但主答应一件事。
He has promised.
在我里面有平安。
That in me you may have peace.
所以你看，我们这一次很简单，我们很多弟兄姊妹通通在这一个大风暴的里头。
So simply, as you can see, all of us, a lot of us, are in the storm together.
风暴完，我第二天就在我可能的范围里面一家一家去看。
I went to visit,
大家平安吗？
I went to visit some families nearby after the storm.
我感谢主，我抽样的里头所看见的都平安。
The few that I went to see, they were all doing well and they're in peace.
那我妻子在家里打电话能够打得通的也都平安。
The people that my wife was able to reach via phone, they were all doing well as well.
所以我能够大胆地说主的这句话是对的。
So I can say as so boldly that this theme of the Lord is correct.
神的儿女经过患难，经过一些灾殃，但是在他里面有平安。
The children of God will go through hardship and tribulation, but in him there is peace.
王荣家大树倒了。
There's a tree down in Brother Wang Rong's house.
但是他的大树是朝马路倒，不是朝他家倒。
But the tree is fell toward the road, not his house.
杨兆武家篱笆倒了，也是倒在院子里，也没事。
Ken's house has fences fell down, but it fell into the yard.
所以都是叫有惊无险。
So people were startled, but there's no actual danger.
使徒行传十四章二十二节也是这样说。
Jesus also says in Acts 14:22.
我们进入神的国，必须经历许多的。中文翻译苦难，英文翻译 tribulations.
Acts 14:22 says, through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God.
罗马书五章三节这样说。
Romans chapter 5 verse 3.
我们经过许多的苦难，也是欢欢喜喜的。
That we also exult in our tribulations.
所以经常我看到大家脸上不是长脸，都有笑容。
I don't see a lot of faces. I see that we all smile, and I thank the Lord for that.
经过患难是欢欢喜喜，因为知道欢喜苦难生忍耐。
So we exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance.
那你如果去看到了启示录第七章的时候，
if you go all the way to Revelation in chapter 7,
第七章里面说到在宝座前有一群得胜者出现。
Revelation chapter 7 speaks of the group of overcomers that appeared before the throne.
那圣经就描述这些得胜者是怎么得胜的。
And the Bible describes how these overcomers overcame.
第十四节他说这些人是从大患难中出来的。
And these people are described as these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation.
所以你就知道我们每一个基督徒在这个地上活着，我们都面对患难的挑战，患难的经历。
So you know, each Christian, if we live in this world, we face the challenge of tribulation. We all will experience tribulation.
是没有电，没有暖气睡觉没有那么舒服。
So it's true, you have no power, you have no electricity, so you have no heat, so you don't sleep that comfortably.
吃也没有那么潇洒。
Not so easy to get a meal together.
只能煮碗什么泡面吃吃算是不错了，对不对？
You have ramen noodles, you're pretty happy about that.
所以我们有一些的日子不是像平常那么好过。
So there are days that aren't as comfortable as the others.
但是我们里面知道这是主许可的，这也是训练锻炼我们。
But we should know that this is something that the Lord allows and He uses as an exercise for us.
那么如果你注意马太福音主讲到关于灾难的事情。
Focus back on Matthew 24 when the Lord speaks of the tribulation.
你记得主在这里用一个很特别的字在第八节，第八节。
He uses an interesting word in verse 8.
24章第八节。
Matthew 24 verse 8.
他讲说这都是灾难的起头，小字灾难原文作生产之什么？
But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains.
但英文不是这样翻的，你注意听，你再念一次，英文怎么翻？
Verse in English says, but all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains.
The beginning of birth pains. 所以中文要翻的话，应该翻译成妇人的产阵痛，产前的阵痛。
So correctly put, it's talking about the kind of pain a woman feels before giving birth.
所以主讲到他来之前的灾难是用这一个字来形容的。
The Lord describes tribulation using this interesting word.
那么这个字有什么特点？
And what are some special characteristics?
不是所有的女生都懂。
Not all girls understand.
只有若干的女生懂。
Only some of the women here understand.
就是你生过小孩。
If you've had children.
男生也不见得懂。
And guys don't understand either.
对不对？这一个字是特别只有生过孩子的妈妈才知道耶稣在说什么。
This particular description is only clearly understood by the mom that has given birth.
像 Vicky 就不懂。
I don't understand.
Am I wrong? 所以这个字什么意思？
What does it mean?
为什么主是用妇人生产之前的痛来形容主回来之前的灾难？
Why does the Lord describe his tribulation that's to come using the description of birth pain?
因为这个妇人要生小孩之前的痛是很特别的。
Because the pain the woman feels before giving birth is very special.
我记得我跟你们说过我们家生 Joshua 的时候的经验。
I remember I shared with you our experience before Josh was born.
那是我们家的老大，我们两个都没有经验，所以都是糊里糊涂的。
That was our first, so we didn't really know what was going on, what to do.
小孩一叫痛，他又是特别怕痛的人，他一叫痛我就紧张了。
Alice is very sensitive to pain. Every time she says she's in pain, I get really nervous.
所以我们他一叫痛，我马上开车就跑。
The minute she says she's in pain, I would drive her to the hospital.
医生说你们来干嘛的？
The doctor would say, what are you doing here?
还早嘞。
And they said it's too early.
所以我们就在那边待着，反正已经来了，既来之则安之。
Since we're already there at the hospital, we decided to sit there and wait.
比所有比我们晚来的人都老早抱了一个胖娃娃回家了。
All the mothers that came after us to give birth already and they went home.
啊，我们还在那边八年抗战，继续生。
We're still waiting.
生到中间，我妻子曾经对我说，痛得受不了，回家不生了。
In the middle, I remember her saying to me, I can't deal with this anymore. Let's just go back. I don't want to do this again.
我说这个大概很难办，就骑虎难下，坚持到底吧。
And I said, well, it's kind of impossible, so you kind of have to continue.
再痛也得忍下去。
Even though you are in pain.
他那个痛开始是一阵子，而且不是很强。
The pain begins with just a small wave.
然后过一段时间又来一次，比前面又重一点。
And the next wave comes a little stronger.
然后第三次又来一次，第四次又来一次，你会发现每一次的距离就越来怎么样？越近。
And it comes in waves, and the contraction time becomes shorter and shorter.
而且痛的强度就越来怎么样？越来越深。
And the severity of the pain deepens.
对吗，妈妈们？有这回事吗？对。
So moms agree.
所以我讲起来还不是太外行。
So I have some expertise in this.
这个痛是复数的，不是一次，是多次。
This kind of pain is it happens in multiple times, not just once.
而且这个止痛是越来越频繁，越来越近。
And it becomes more and more frequent and becomes more and more severe.
那这个近到痛到不能忍受，你知道马上就来了。
When it's to a point you feel like you can't deal with it anymore, then it's about time.
所以主就用这个话来告诉他的门徒，这就是我来之前灾难的特点。
So the Lord uses this experience to describe what the tribulation is like.
然后他说，最后的那个痛是叫做大灾难，是空前，也是绝后。
And the last of it is called the Great Tribulation, which is something that the world has never experienced, nor will it ever.
我不知道大家觉得怎么样？你从9/11/2001开始到现在。
I don't know if you know, if noticed, since September 11, 2001.
几乎灾难没有停过。
Seems like the disasters haven't stopped.
你能够想一想，从9/11之后，世界出了多少大事？
Think about all the major events that occurred after 9/11.
海啸，印度洋。
The tsunami.
对不对？死掉20多万人。
About 200,000 people died.
Yeah, more than 200,000. 然后还有什么？啊 ，SARS， 还有什么
？The SARS epidemic。
嗯，多了。你如果要去算的话，一个接一个，一个接一个，叫做没完没了。
If you're paying attention, all these things, the phenomena that happen in the world, one after another.
奇怪的瘟疫一件接一件 ，SARS 是一个信号，后面又还有什么口蹄疫、禽流感，没完没了。
Strange sicknesses like SARS or some interesting or some unique flu symptoms, epidemics occur.
对不对？我们去年最害怕的就是那个鸟要从天上飞，会给我们啊，那个叫什么病 ？Bird flu。
Last year, our great fear was the bird flu.
那个是只是知道，但是一点办法都没有，因为它鸟要飞，你没办法，挡都挡不住。
These things that you can know about, be fearful about, but there's nothing you can do to stop it from happening.
那么，所以我觉得主。你去年的大风在 Katrina 跟 Rita 在一个月里头，蹦蹦蹦打三拳。
Last year there were three major hurricanes that happened within a month.
所以很多的事情发生在世界各个其他的地方，我们好像西雅图蛮平安的，对不对
？A lot of things happen around the world. We always feel that we live here in Seattle, we're pretty.
Right, 说时迟，那时快，现在这次该轮到我们了。100多万户的这个地区没有电，
到
很多的地方还是没有电。
A million people lost power.
所以我觉得神在那里提醒他的儿女，他的教会 ，Hey, wake up, wake up.
I think the Lord is reminding His children, His church, to wake up.
这些事情不是偶然的。
These things happen; they're not coincidences.
这些事情，你如果去一样一样追索的时候，你就会发现它就是什么 birth pains.
If you look at these things in sequence, you will discover that they are like birth pains.
不要忘记啊，你。我们生老二的时候就记不得老大的时候怎么个痛法，因为老大刚刚生完生出来的时候已经说过再也不要生了。
After we had Joshua, we decided we won't have another one, but we forgot by the time the second one came.
对不对？然后后来过了几年又忘了，所以又来老二，对不对
？So number two came, Caleb.
所以每次生完以后都说不要再生了，受不了。可是下次又忘了，又再生。
While you're in labor, you always say, "I've had enough, no more." But you always end up having another.
因为这些东西过了就忘了，这是我们人的天性。
Because it's human nature to forget these kind of things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这一样一样的事情加在一起，你要看见有一个 pattern， 那就不是开玩笑的。
If you look at these disasters and happenings in the world.If you look at the big picture, you have to see that there is a pattern.
恐怖这个字是从9/11开始的，对不对？恐怖主义 terrorism.
The word terror and terrorism becomes a very popular word after 9/11.
这个字路加福音我跟你讲过有的 terror.
I told you this word terror is in Luke.
你们要不要翻一下？路加二十一吧。
Chapter 21.
这个二十一十一节，二十一章十一节。地要大大震动，多处必有饥荒、瘟疫，又有可怕的异象。这个可怕的异象，你去看英文就是一个字 ，terror。
Verse 11 says that there will be great earthquakes in various places, plagues and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven.
最近有我又发现一个字。
I've discovered another word recently.
因为我一直在那边想，我说主，今天这个 terrorist， 他的死法是把炸弹绑在身上，自己死不算，还要把别人一起炸死。
Because I think about these suicide bombers, these terrorists, they strap bombs to themselves, but not only do they kill themselves, they kill others around them.
这个死法古时候没有的。
This is not this way of dying. It's not something that you've seen throughout history.
这是现代才有的特殊死法。
It's a very new and innovative way of killing oneself.
你能不能想象，把炸弹绑在身上，自己把自己炸死就算了，还要把周围的人一起炸死，而且还不是一个，天天都有。
Imagine the suicide bombers. They're thinking of strapping bombs on themselves, killing themselves and others, and happening every day.
说圣经里面有没有讲过这种事？
And I've wondered whether this kind of phenomenon was described in the Bible.
所以我就去找。
So I went to the Bible.
有哎。
And I found it.
在耶利米书。
In Jeremiah.
在耶利米书就讲到有这种死法。
It describes this way of dying.
但是我不告诉你在哪里。
I'm not going to tell you where.
卖个关子。
I'm going to hide this from you.
但是我要告诉你。圣经里面的的确确在耶利米书是讲到人有一天会男的女的孩童老的通通要被叫做中文不是翻译的不是很清楚但是你去看英文的时候就是 broken to pieces
Jeremiah it says there will be one day whether you're male or female you're a child or you're an elderly personYou would die in a way that you would be broken in pieces.
没有一种死法是 die broken into pieces 这么个死法。
There's no any other way dying that's like that.
中国古时候有一种叫五马分尸，有没有？啊，那种死法，那就是一两个了不起。
There's a way of execution in ancient China where you get bodies being pulled apart from various different directions.
By horses. 五匹马。
There are five horses that
you strap. 最残忍的刑法。
This is a very cruel execution method.
可是现在这种恐怖分子把自己的身体炸成一片一片一片，这种死法，这是很特别很特别的。
But the way that terrorists do it, where their bodies are blown into pieces, is very unique.
而我在圣经里面找到这样的一个字，而且好几次圣经说到。
And the Bible has described it already.
所以，我们二十一世纪就在我们的眼前，包括我们今天我们所在的这个环境，我们都看见圣经所说的这些所谓的灾难的兆头越来越近。
Here we are in the 21st century, even as we sit here today, we can see that these signs of tribulations are coming more and more frequently.
所以我觉得我愿意把这些事情都摆在弟兄姊妹的面前，让你们自己来做判断。
So I just want to present these things before you again, so that you can make your own decisions.
那我这篇信息就结束在这一节圣经。
And I can end my message on this verse.
同样这个二十四章，我们念到四十三、四十四节。
Still in Matthew chapter 24, verses 43 and 44.
家主若知道几今天有贼来，就必警醒， 不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。四十四，我们一起来念，英文也是一起。所以主讲完这二十四章这一大段的话，他来到一个结论。
After the Lord finished all that he was talking about in chapter 24, he came to this conclusion.
他前面说，我已经事先怎么样，告诉你们了。
Earlier he said, I told you in advance.
那当然，这段话在门徒的身上没有应验，因为门徒是第一代。
Of course, all these things that he said did not become true or reality in the life during the lives of the disciples.
固然门徒是在想。主耶稣第二次再来是在他们那一代就要应验。
The disciples had thought that Jesus' second coming would be during their lifetime.
但是一代一代都过去了，主都没有来。
So all these generations have passed, the Lord hasn't come back yet.
而这些预言，如果你在二十四章里面仔细去看，所有关于主耶稣来的预言，95%。全部兑现了。
But if you look closely at all the prophecies of the signs of Jesus' second coming, about 95% of them have already come true.
而且很多的是在我们这一个几最近这几年应验的。
And many of them occurred or fulfilled in just the recent few years.
我刚刚在家里本来要带一个 copy 要给你们看，但是我没有。忘了我年纪不行。
I was gonna bring you a copy of something from home, but I.
一个彩色的相片。
The color photo.
是一个犹太的机构寄给我们的。
I received it from a Jewish organization.
那个相片的上面是一群的犹太人。
On the photo, you see a group of Jewish people.
他的 title 说马拿西支派回来了。
The title says the.
The tribe of the Manasseh tribe has come back. You get it? One of the twelve is called the Manasseh tribe. Got it?北国十个支派中间的一个。
And this tribe is one of the ten in the northern kingdom.
那么北国在2700年前亡国的。
And the northern kingdom lost its power 2700 years ago.
然后那十个支派就被什么王俘虏走？亚述王。
And the ten tribes were held captive by Syria.
所以一路就失丧，不知道那个王把他弄到哪里去了。
And they don't know which the king had taken these people of these ten tribes.
所以有2000多年，所有的人都在问一个问题：十个支派去哪里？
But these last 2700 years, people were asking, what happened to these ten tribes of people?
而且据说英国人自称是十个支派中的一个。
And there's saying that the English people feel that they're one of the ten tribes.
那是往脸上贴金，没这回事。Genetically impossible to prove. 用遗传的方法证明不出来。
It's genetically impossible that the Britons came from one of the ten tribes.
但是旧约的先知，不管以赛亚，不管耶利米，都预言神告诉他们有一天。我的十二个支派全部要怎么样？回到巴勒斯坦。
But all the prophets in the Bible, whether it be Jeremiah or anybody else, they all prophesied that the Lord promised one day His 12 tribes will return.
而且这些先知说，他们回来的时候，有的是坐骆驼回来，有的坐船回来，有的坐飞机回来。
And the prophets have prophesied that some of them will return upon camels.Some will be riding in ships, some will be riding on planes.
2700年前说的。
They said that 2700 years ago.
对。结果都在从1948以色列复国以后到现在，差不多48到现在是60年。
So from 1948 when Israelites reestablished their nation until now.
你看到。这些支派就一个一个回来了。
You see that these tribes have been returning.
那现在最新的这个资料是刚刚发现的马拉西支派从印度的北方回来的。
Most recently discovered is that the descendants from the tribes of Manasseh have returned from India.
Northern India.
Northern India.
对，靠近这个巴基斯坦的这些地方。
Close to Pakistan.
我看那个相片，越看越像中国人。
I look at these pictures. I feel like they look Chinese.
No. 我为什么今天带来给你们看看
？I really wish I brought it to show you.
啊，我看了我在哭。
I was weeping as I read this.
我说神啊，你的话怎么说，事情就要怎么应验。
I said, Lord, you will do as you say.
十个支派都已经消失在历史的里面，根本就没有人知道这些人到哪里去了，2700年了。
The 10 tribes have been scattered and lost through history. No one knew where they went.
我们只是在圣经上读过这些人的名字而已。
We've only read about these tribes and their names in the Bible.
然后他们又在神秘的出现，神秘的失踪，离我们简直就是又遥远又简直不可以想象，就是这些人会有一天真的像啊。如鸽子飞回来。
It's really unfathomable to us that they were lost so mysteriously, but yet they returned in such a mysterious way too.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
兆头，各式各样的兆头，圣经凡是说过跟主耶稣回来有关的，现在我们都应验一样，摆在我们眼前的应验。
Signs, all these signs that Bible stated concerning Jesus' second coming have been presented to us.
所以这里我就说，主告诉我们，你们也要预备，因为你们不知道的时候，人子就回来了。
That's why Jesus said, "You must be ready, for you do not know the hour when the Son of Man will come."
这个预备有两个方面。
There are two sides to being ready.
一面是灵性上的预备，迎接主来，因为主回来的时候，他要跟我们每一个人算账。
One is a spiritual readiness because.When Jesus comes back, he will settle accounts with us.
那这不是我今天要讲我的仔细，我不去讲他预备，因为我以前都给大家讲过了。你有兴趣回到我们的这个我们的 library， 你可以找到这些讲到关于马太福音的VCD.
I've spoke in detail about this matter of being ready, and on the Gospel of Matthew, you can find those VCDs in the library.
Yeah, 我也跟你们讲过启示录的 VCD， 所以你们都可以找到，就中文的也有，英文的都有。
I've also spoken in detail on the Book of Revelation. You can find that in the library as well.
但是我要在这里重复的说，我说要预备好。所以这个点是第一个，灵性上我们要预备好。
I do want to emphasize on the spiritual readiness.
第二
Secondly,
在生活上也应该预备好。
There should be a readiness in your life as well.
他说这次我们突然间没有电，没有冷气，没有暖气。
For example, in this last few days, we lost power, we have no heat.
我不知道你有什么 conclusion, 如果下一次碰到这个情形， you wish, 你家里有什么东西。
I don't know if you made a conclusion, made a list of what you wish you had if this should happen again.
你的 internet 有没有用？
Is your internet helpful to you?
一点用。
No.
对吧？你的电视有没有用
？Is television helpful to you?
也没有用。
No.
啊，你需要一个干电池的什么？收音机。
You need a battery-powered radio.
你要知道 what's going on， 你必须要有一个干电池的收音机在家里。
You want to know what's happening in the world? You need a battery-powered radio.
你还需要什么
？What else do you need?
电话，你的那个无线电话，还有电脑上的电话灵不灵？完全不灵。
Your computer phone, they're not helpful.
你会发现什么电话还灵
？What kind of telephone is helpful?
就是还有一个电线插到墙上去。
The kind with a cord that you plug into the wall.
那个电话你老早把丢垃圾桶，现在又把它请回来。
Old-fashioned telephones you threw away a long time ago. You want to bring that back?
对不对？那个最老式的电话能够插在墙上，那个 QWS 的那个还是灵的。
The oldest type of telephone.
QWS.
The kind that you plug into a wall.
我妻子天天骂我这个 QWS， 我都是要念成 QWS。那个电话还是灵的。
Those old phones work.
你那个什么电脑电话全部完了。
Your computer telephone and there's no help at all.
还有什么？家里必须有，你起码要有一个 propane 的那个煮火锅的那个东西，那个要有。
The other thing you need is the propane tank.
对不对？家里没电，你要吃什么？要喝什么？热要热的话，你必须要有一个那个煮火锅的那个炉子 propane.
You need anything? You need to be able to warm up food. You need a propane tank and then cooking stuff you use for hot pot.
你还需要什么？啊？随身要带一个手电筒。
Flashlight。
那天早上我跑到这边来看看这里有没有什么事情。
I came here Friday morning to see what happened in this area.
我跑进来，当然漆黑一片，什么都没有，警铃在响，哔哔哔哔哔在响。
Pitch black and the alarm was down.
我想到后面把那个警铃关掉，可是里面全黑，什么也看不见。我 I wish 我有一个手电筒。
I wanted to turn off the alarm, but it's pitch black, and I really wish I had a flashlight.
所以也没有办法。这边想我要打个电话回家也没有，这边电话所有电话通通不灵，因为没有那个插在墙上的。
所以
今天早上我再把家里那一只扒来这边插上去，所以现在这里有一只电话 work。所以这些事情都是你平常没有经过，你绝对不会去想到的，对不对？
Things like these, if you've never experienced it, you would never even think of it.
但是主让我们经验了一下。
But the Lord allowed us to go through this experience.
这个我不知道你怎么翻，牛刀小试。啊。牛刀小试，有谁翻怎么翻、啊？这是一个小小的试验，让我们知道一下，当灾难来到的时候，我们有什么东西没有预备好。
This is just a small experience to help us realize what are the things that we're not yet prepared about.
我们平时虽然都很方便，但是你这些事情都要准备好。家里有没有水啊？家里有没有瓦斯啊？有没有这些东西？有一天没有的时候，你就跳脚都来不及，对不对？
As you're living conveniently at home, you need to realize what should things happen at home.
相信今天我们能够这样有个电灯在这里，不是天上掉下来的。
We're able to have light today.
是王宏弟兄老早家里买了一个 power generator， 从来没有用过，放在他的 garage 里。
Because brother has a brand new generator at home he bought years ago but never used.
那今天早上才来了。
He came to
use
today.
那真弟兄还要拉拉拉了半天，好不容易冒烟，啪啪啪啪啪啪啪开始，我们以为起不来了。
We didn't even know the work, but we pulled it out.
对不对？所以这些事情都是我们平常。如果有准备，我们就到时候不会乱了手脚。
We have prepared these things during our normal course of life. We wouldn't be caught off guard.
是，平常我们用不到。
It's true that we don't need these.
但是像这种时代就非常有用了。
But when this kind of situation happens, then it comes in handy.
对不对？所以这就是主耶稣所说的要准备。
That's what the Lord Jesus was talking about when he says you be ready.
因为你们想不到的时候就要发生了。
Because these things will happen when you weren't expecting it.
所以现在我把从2001年911以后到现在这五年多快六年的时间里头，一样一样这些事情都发生在我们的眼前。
So as you can see, all these happening from September 11, 2001 until now.
又告诉我们，这个事情又像惨难，也就是越来会越来严重的，不是越来越轻的，不是的。
And we're told these things are like birth pains, which only become more frequent and more severe.
还要问你一件事情。
And let me ask you this now.
如果有一天不但没有电。
If one day, not only do you lose power,
也没有水,
and you have no water,
也没有气,
no gas,
怎么过?
How do you live?
想过没?
Have you ever thought about that?
要想到,
you need to think about things like that.
这些事情都是非常可, 还有,
It's possible.
那天早上我去店里面买一点面包。
Also the other day, in the morning I went to the store to buy some.
当然大摆长龙，那是唯一一家开的，就是 Albertson。
Albertson's only still open.
别的都不开，我起码我们这个地区 Factoria 全是黑的。
Factoria was completely dark, only Albertson's open.
那天我忽然想到，如果他这家的 credit card 不能 work 怎么办？有没有 cash?
It dawned on me that what if the credit card machine didn't work? Do I have cash on me?
哎，有 cash, 感谢你。所以我能够到店里面去买一些面包。
So I was able to buy some bread.
对，所以你身边还得有一些 cash.
So remember, you gotta carry some cash.
对不对？所以这些事情都是你没有发生的时候，你以为天天都有 credit card 可以用。
If these things don't happen, you think you can use your credit card every day.
不是。
Not so.
所以我们是处在一个非常的时代。
So we're living in this unique generation.
我个人绝对相信一件事。
I personally believe.
主耶稣的回来是在我这一生可以看得见。
But I, during my lifetime, can see Jesus' second coming.
那像你们这年轻的这一代，那是百分之百没有问题的。
For the young generation, young people, it's
no doubt that you'll see. 一面是好消息 ，good news, Jesus is coming back.
One hand is good news that Jesus is coming back.
Bad news 是什么 ？If you are not ready.那是 bad news.
If you're not ready, then that would be bad news for you.
因为我们要经过许多的苦难。
Because you will experience tribulation.
今天有很多的事情要反对耶稣的再来。
There are many things in this world that are against Jesus coming.
应该说，魔鬼知道他时间不多了，他要把一生的本事全部用出来。
It's like Satan knows he doesn't have much time left, so he'll use all his tricks.
那英文就有一句话说 ，All hell break loose.整个的地狱的势力都要倾倒下来。那个日子就非常难过。
And there will be some difficult days.
那么我们要有准备。
And we need to be ready.
基督徒神会保守。
God will keep Christians.
但是你必须有自己有一些该做的义务要准备好。
But you need to do your part.
我想这是我做传道人，我觉得。借这个机会来给大家上一课。
This is what I have burning in me in this situation to share with you.
我记得有一次我在南区正道堂讲类似的信息。
I remember I shared this message one time in
那我们一个姐妹就上来，我讲完了上来说，弟兄，同学啊，你讲的太恐怖了。
I remember a sister coming up to me from this other church and said,
你应该讲一些好听的话给我。
Your sharing is too terrifying. Why don't you share something nicer?
有吗？我是很记得的。
I remember that.
但是，如果我只是跟你们讲平安的信息
，But if I only bring you messages of peace,
那我是假先知。
Then I'm a false prophet.
因为圣经里面的灾难的信息是真实的。
Because the message of tribulation is real.
基督徒经过灾难也是真实的。
And the Christian going through tribulation is also real.
我如果不告诉你们。我不是神的仆人。
If I don't tell you, then I wouldn't be a good servant of God.
但是我告诉你们，你们听起来不舒服，那是真的。我如果坐在台下听传道人老讲这个东西，也是毛骨悚然的事。
I understand this makes you very uncomfortable as you hear that.
I wish 我可以告诉你们平安了，平安了，一切都很好，没有问题，将来我们通通上天堂，地上的事情我们都不会碰到。
I wish I could tell you everything's going to be okay, it's going to be peaceful all the time, and we're all going to go to heaven.
那不是真的。
That's not true.
所以我想啊，今天这篇信息到我们建筑，你会谢谢我。
So I think you'll thank me one day when you see the Lord because of this message.
因为我在这里提醒了大家。
Because I'm reminding you all.
我希望我们不是害怕，而是有准备。这是主耶稣说的，要准备。
I hope that you won't become fearful, but rather be ready.
好，我想我们信息就停在这里。
And the message here.
第一个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
因为你的话老早就告诉我们。
Because you have already told us in advance.
主啊，虽然这些话语听起来非常沉重。
Even though these words seem heavy.
但是我们快乐。
But we're joyful.
因为我们知道这都是神许可。
Because we know that you've allowed these things to happen.
这些阵痛是要引进神的儿子。
These birth pains will bring in your son.
我们每一个人，每一个家庭。母亲经过阵痛，是因为要引进生出一个新的孩子。
Every mother goes through birth pain to bring in a new child.
在阵痛的时候，没有一个家庭，没有一个母亲是快乐的。
You're not, No mother will be as happy when she's going through the pain.
但是孩子生出来就快乐。
The joy of seeing a child is evident.
这些灾难就忘记了。
And you forget the pain that you experience.
主啊，今天教会在地上要经过你告诉我们这些灾难的事。
So today your church on earth will experience tribulation.
主啊，因为你要把你的儿子引进到这个地上，建立他的国度。
Because you're bringing your son to establish his kingdom on earth.
因此我们有盼望。
So for this we have hope.
我们来祷告。
And we pray.
我们说主啊，愿你的旨意成就。
That Lord may your will be done.
求你赐给教会有忍耐的心。
May you give church a patient heart.
有上头来的忍耐，能够度过这一切的难处。
And perseverance from you that we can endure all of this.
然后我们可以欢然站在人子面前。
And one day we can joyfully stand before the Son of Man.
主啊，黑夜已经过了两千多年。
Lord, we've been in darkness for over 2,000 years.
我们都在等候你的儿子第二次来到这个世界。
And we're all awaiting the second coming of your Son.
他是公义的太阳。
He is the righteous Son.
主，今天我们看见太阳马上就要起来了。
And we see that the sun is rising.
黑夜进到最深的时候，曙光就来了。
When the darkness is in its deepest, the sun is coming soon.
救你的儿女，救你的教会，脱离魔鬼的手掌。
Save your children, save your church from the hand of Satan.
让我们不至于在最后的一段时间软弱了，跌倒了。
So that we will not become weak and stumble and fall during the last days.
让我们能够忠心一直到见你的面。
Help us to be faithful until we see you.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
你的恩典够我们用。
Your grace is sufficient for us.
也谢谢主今天与我们同在。
And we thank you, Lord, for being with us today.
求你祝福你的话。
We pray, Lord, that you will bless your word.
让我们能够照着你的话去行。
That we may do according to it.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 唱一首诗，诗歌《Maranatha》还是七百 72。 道武弟兄带我们结束祷告。
Brother Young to close the service.